This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an educational series that will be coming up, Fighting Hate and Lessons Learned from the Holocaust. And what an interesting topic right there. And I am so happy to have on the program to talk more about that is the guy who's going to be doing a lot of the organizing on this, Bob Behnke. And Bob, welcome back into the program.
Great to be here, Dale. Thanks so much for having me.
How did this come about, and you know, where did this idea coming out about doing an educational series on this?
You know, it kind of comes from two prongs. For those of anyone that knows me knows that I love to travel, and the district library reached out to me one day, and they kind of joked, and they said that they had a recent presentation, and someone wrote in terms of, hey, what's a good future program to have, they said, have Bob Behnke come and talk about his travels.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a worse idea. but you know, I started thinking a little bit about, you know, how can I take my passion for history and incorporate this into, you know, a class or a presentation. And around the same time, a friend of mine, her granddaughter, went on the eighth grade field trip to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And the way that, you know, the curriculum fell in that school up in Metro Detroit was they went to the Holocaust Museum before they learned about the Holocaust. So you have these eighth graders who are just experiencing this, you know, horrific sights and not really understanding the full impact of...
And having any background on it.
Right, or having that background. So I was asked to talk to her granddaughter and, you know, teach her the Holocaust in 30 minutes. But so we touched on that, but then, you know, really began to talk about, you know, people's perceptions now about the Holocaust and their background and their knowledge and a lot of questions that still surface as to how could this have happened in our own history and timeline, and the fact that, you know, many survivors are no longer with us.
Yeah.
And what could I do to kind of move that legacy along and educate, mm-hmm. kind of go back to my history roots. So I came up with this program, and it's going to start in late August. And it's going to focus on a couple different areas. But, you know, first, basically, how do we get here? What are the events that led up to the Holocaust is going to be our first session. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we're going to springboard into kind of the classic Diary of Anne Frank. We're going to look at it uniquely from a different lens. So we know about the life in the annex. But, you know, Anne lived in Amsterdam from 1934 until she went into the annex in 1942. And what was her life before then? You know, what was the typical life? We're going to dig into the book, of course, but then focus the next sessions, and those will be in September. We're going to look at the final 7 months of Anne's life and, you know, her journey that she took from the annex to the detention facility in Amsterdam up to the transit camp in northern Netherlands, out to Auschwitz, and then ultimately to Bergen-Belsen, where she died from typhus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the undertones that's also going to be present here is kind of the idea of book banning. So, you know, if you can believe it or not, The Diary of Anne Frank is one of the books that's very much challenged on a regular basis. And why people want to ban a book about the Holocaust and a young girl. So we're going to explore some of those paths as well. And then we've been very fortunate with the Adrian Diversity Event Fund and the partnership and being able to receive grants from the Stubnitz Foundation and Holiday with Heart out of Toledo. And that's going to allow us to take a field trip up to the Holocaust Center in West Bloomfield. So we have a motor coach that will be able to take about 30 of us up there. And we have a presentation, worked on a grant there. So they're going to give us an adult learning presentation on propaganda and the rise of hate, and then give us a tour of the museum And then we'll have some time to decompress and have lunch and kind of have some takeaways there, because it's going to obviously be a heavy trip.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first half. And then the second half of our overall program, we're going to examine the kind of the industrialization, unfortunately, of murder in the death camps.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about, you know, how could this happen? How is this allowed to happen? What were the processes that were used? And talking about, you know, the difference between a ghetto, a concentration camp, a transit camp, and, you know, ultimately a death camp. And then we have one more book study that's going to focus on the men with the pink triangle. And that was thanks to the grant from Holiday with Heart. And really the examination there is of a gay man and his experience in a concentration camp during that time, and the book that was written about that. So those are heavy topics, huh?
Yeah, they are. But you know, it's a heavy subject to begin with. But you know, but you're right. There are some heavy topics here. But the thing is that I think what your objective is to kind of continue the thought process about the Holocaust, that it did actually happen, and to continue it so that we don't forget. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing that, you know, is so critical in Holocaust education, is that, you know, we don't want to be up there and just to spew numbers and facts.
Yeah.
We want to get down to the personalization of the stories of the individuals that were murdered, or, you know, those that survived as a result of this. And what's the next step for hope? And that's really what how we end this program with the Adrian Diversity Event Fund is our last session, which will take place in January. Is so now we've learned all of this, and we've seen this, and we can make comparisons around the world of you know, other examples of genocide and changes in political turmoil. So how do we here locally in Adrian and Lenawee County, what can we do to fight hate and put an end towards this and lift our community up? And the Adrian Diversity Event Fund has some micro grants that they're going to issue, and we're going to brainstorm ideas with participants. You know, simple little things, up to bigger ideas as well, of what we can do to, you know, make sure that our community is a open-minded, accepting, and welcoming place for all individuals.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is kind of ending things on a hopeful note then.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So if people are interested in taking this Holocaust educational series, Bob, how can they either register or sign up? How is that done?
Yeah, so we're going to be launching registration coming up here soon, and that's going to be through a link on the Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and do Adrian Diversity Event Fund, that will come up, and there'll be information there on how to register.
Okay. All right. And it does start at the end of August, right?
Yes. And all our classes will be, thanks to the Adrian District Library, they're going to be our host. So we'll be downstairs in the community room.
Okay.
And not every Wednesday, but depending on the schedule, it is Wednesdays is the consistent day, and it goes from 6 till about 8.
Okay.
But our trip to the Holocaust Center itself is going to be on October 26th. So that's a Sunday morning. They'll pick us up behind the library and take us up there for the day by motor coach. And, you know, registration here is, first step is people who are interested in attending all the classes as a complete series, we're going to get them registered first. And that kind of becomes the primary focus. And then from that, we'll have kind of fill-ins. So if you're only interested in learning about, you know, the Diary of Anne Frank and before and after the annex, then there'll be opportunity to attend just those two sessions. things.
Okay.
Or if you just want to go on the field trip because you know, Wednesdays don't work out in your schedule, and we have openings on that Sunday still for that trip, then you can sign up for that. But our first wave is going to be trying to get see how many people are interested in the entire series, and then we'll begin to fill in from there. And I know that field trip is a hot topic and high interest already from lots of people I've talked to.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's not something that you think about visiting right away. I mean, first top of mind. So this would be something of interest if you've never been, to be able to go and experience it, Bob.
Absolutely. And they just did a massive renovation up there, too. So if you have gone in the past, it's been reworked. So this kind of is like an extension. You know, there's the Lenawee Lifelong Learning Program that does a fantastic program as well. So this is kind of the idea of, that kind of stems along there too. So what can we do for adults to, you know, keep them engaged,
sure,
and learn more and keep their minds active and get out and see things.
Is there a fee for this?
No fee. So thank goodness, thanks to the grants that we got from Stubbins Foundation, from Holiday with Heart out of Toledo, from the Adrian Morning Rotary, and then the Adrian Diversity Event Fund underwritten the rest of the costs.
Excellent. For that. Excellent. So a cost should not be a barrier.
Nope, not at all.
Whatsoever. Again, for them to register, how can they do that once again, Bob?
Yes. So reach out on Facebook to the Adrian Diversity Event Fund, and there'll be a registration Google form for them to click on and complete the registration information there.
Excellent. I know in your many travels, you also included some of the locations on your travels regarding the Holocaust. So you've got some great background yourself by seeing it in person.
Yeah. So for good and for bad, it's one of those things that lots of travels and really not only connecting through, you know, just reading about a place, but going and experiencing the place. You know, this last month I was in Amsterdam, and it was interesting because I went to the bookstore that Anne Frank bought her diary in.
No kidding. Wow.
And you know, they always say it was a gift.
Yeah.
But she bought it herself.
Wow.
So it was that thing like, dad was there and, hey, your birthday's coming up, you know, do you want a diary? So she bought the diary. So, you know, that kind of the rest of the story and talking to people in her neighborhood who are still alive from the Holocaust you know, pretty remarkable, and or second generation people who knew people that knew Anne, and really understanding that was just something I never imagined I would be doing, and it was great.
So this is going to be a really good educational series that you'll be putting on with that knowledge and that experience that when you went and saw there in Amsterdam. I think that's pretty incredible. So I think that will pique up a lot of interest with people listening and would like to register and sign up for this educational class.
Absolutely.
All right. Bob Behnke, thank you so much. Thank you for your travels, number one. And thank you for putting on this educational series. I think it's quite remarkable. And thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale. Great to be back and really excited to get going with this program.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.